if a person was means nam name, so he's listening, but he's sort of like dozing off. So the loch is that he's not yotzei. Now the question is, what's defined person dozing off? Sometimes our mind wanders, I'm sort of like in a daze. What does it mean? So there's a sefer called Shalos which was Eretz Tzvi. It's written by Reb Tzvi Frumer. Reb Tzvi Frumer was a rav in Poland before the war. If you want to get an idea of who he was, after Meir Shapiro was nifter, in his yeshiva, in yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin, they took the Eretz Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Frumer, as the Rosh Hashiva. So he was on the caliber of Meir Shapiro to be the next Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. So in his Truma Sefer, he suggests the following. A person sometimes, let's say, well, his mind will wander, and the kriya is continuing, and he sort of, after like a moment or two, he sort of comes back to himself, and he starts focusing again. If at that moment he knows where he is in the Megillah, it means he really was listening at some level. He's not sure exactly, doesn't remember everything in between, but at some level he was listening, obviously, because you see, he immediately knows where he was. If, however, when he comes back from his daydreaming, or from like starting to doze a little bit, he's not sure where they are in the kriya, and he has to start searching for the kriya, that means he actually did not hear those words. So he would have to go back and fill in those words, and then read Keseder and catch up with the Baal Kore. So it's important that a person should stay highly focused during Kriya Samagillah. That being said, the same way we say if there is words missing, the Megillah is still kosher because it's also called an Igeris. The halacha is that we're not medaktik in a toast. If a person made a mistake in the kriya, we're not medaktik. We don't make him go back. However, that's only if it doesn't change the meaning of the psukim. But if it does change the meaning of the psukim, he would have to go back and read it correctly. The Aseres Bnei Haman have to be, the minig is, Gemara says that you have to read the Aseres Bnei Haman in one breath. That's only, it's not Malachi B'dievet, and the word Aseres. Now, we start actually from the word Chamesh Meyos Ish, which is not required in the Gemara. So a person would be able to say it in one breath by not saying the words Chamesh Meyos Ish in that breath, but waiting till after that, and then taking a long breath, deep breath, and then saying all of the assessment. How many should do so? Do you need to read along with the Baal Kore? There's different minhagim. The Iker minig is the Chayyadim says you should not say it. The Mishbar quotes him. There's no need for the Tzibur to say it. It's did in the Baal Kore, and the Baal Kore has to read it. Benishim Achas. The Aruch HaShulchan says there is such a minig, and he brings two reasons. One is since the Baal Kore is trying to read in all one breath, so sometimes he's reading it quickly and he's reading it maybe quietly, and he's getting sort of out of breath, so we're afraid you're not going to hear the words properly and you will not be yotzei. So that's one reason to explain why we read them. There's also a minig that Ramah brings to that there's four psukim of gula that the tzibur says out loud, and then the Baal Kore then continues, reads them again as well. The Baal Kore shouldn't skip that pasuk because everybody said it already. No, everything has to be done chavchila. We're supposed to do it mitoch haksav. When a person reads, a person has to be loud enough that he can hear. So when I'm reading to myself, and that's an error that we gave, it has to be loud enough that I can hear. If I'm reading along, I have to be able to hear. But a person has to be careful. I should not be mavalvel the person next to me. That's very nice, I want to be yotzei, but if I make somebody else not be yotzei, because my reading out loud, it makes them not hear the Baal Kore, so that would be inappropriate. So a person has to balance that out. When we finish the kriya before the final bracha, the person should not speak. Before the final bracha, if the the Baal Kareh spoke, there's a shout whether you actually make the bracha. The Shartzian and Tafrei Sadi Beis is Masupik, whether you would make a bracha in that situation. And the Shulchan Aruch says you would. But the minhag for Ashkenazim is not to interrupt, so the person should not speak till after there's a pause over there, the minhag as we roll up the Megillah before we make the bracha. The person should not speak during that pause. Have a good day.